Welcome to Health and Hormones. I am your host, Rita Johnson. Here we talk about all things related to health, hormones, natural living, and those amazing bodies that God has given you and how to take care of them better. I'm so glad you're here. Wondered what all the hype is about cycle syncing? I want to share with you my personal testimony because I have found implementing cycle syncing into my reaped benefits far beyond what I expected. If you're new, Rita Johnson, I'm the owner of Divine Mercy Nutritional Care, and I'm with hormonal imbalances to feel better than they ever thought was possible. We do that through dietary changes, lifestyle work, at-home lab testing, and mindset work, really considering the mind, body, and soul in your health journey. So this was probably a few years ago, I started implementing cycle syncing. For those of you that aren't familiar with cycle syncing, it's really timing things like your nutritional focuses and your workouts and being mindful of the energy fluctuations that you have within your cycle throughout the month. So I started, I'd been charting my cycle for years, and I just started feeling frustrated that my expectation of what I would get done in a week was not always being met. So I felt like every week I would make the same plan. I was going to get up at 6 a.m. I was going to get some early morning work done before the kids woke up. I was going to get my workout in. I was going to have this very productive day. And yet I found month after month that I was really getting derailed, especially during my menstrual cycle. And I was frustrated with myself, right? At the end of those weeks, I was just really overwhelmed that I didn't get any work done. And my husband would say, how was your day? How was your week? And I would just, it would weigh so heavy on me that me being a very goal-oriented, task-focused person, I wasn't able to check the things off that I had anticipated I would check off that day. And I realized that this was also the same thing that I didn't like about working when I worked a 9-to-5 job. I felt like there were times of the month that things went really smooth for me and I could do it. And there was other times that I just wanted to rebel against all of that structured, scheduled life expectancy that I had to have of myself, but also to bring into the workplace. And so when I started reading and learning more about cycle syncing, I thought, you know, it is around my period that I'm experiencing this, and I do find that I'm actually more frustrated with myself because I'm letting myself down, right? So initially, I started looking at maybe just tweaking my workouts, maybe just looking ahead at my week and saying, you know what, I'm about to have my period. I think I'll try to work out maybe twice this week instead of my normal 4 or 5 times and see how that goes. And I would plan for those workouts to be more gentle, things more like stretching and, walking instead of lifting some heavy weights. And then as I started implementing these changes with my workout throughout the cycle, I started to notice better gains with my workouts, which I was really excited about. Obviously, if we're doing any amount of effort to work out, we want to be able to tangibly see a gain, right? Whether that's a change in our muscle mass or weight loss, you know, whatever it is, our primary goal is there. And then I started to incorporate some nutrition changes throughout the month and really helping to offset listening to my body, listening to ways that I would have these hormonal shifts at these different times, and then implementing dietary changes that would be supportive of those things. So it can be very subtle and very what feels like small at the time, but it can make a huge difference in terms of how you're feeling. But what I didn't expect was the way that the relationship with myself changed. As I mentioned, I would be so frustrated before when I had this expectation of how I was going to perform in a given week, and then just feeling so frustrated that I didn't meet those goals. And so what I found was that I was actually able to listen better to my body. And not only that, but because I was working cooperatively with it, I was able to be more patient with myself. And if you may not know this, but the way that we are patient with ourselves, the way that we respond to our own reactions to things, is actually going to dictate how we treat others around us. So for example, if I'm more patient with myself, if I've had a really hard, overwhelming day and I pause and I think through the day and I think through everything I have weighing on me and I say, gosh, Rita, you know what? Like that is really heavy. No wonder that was so hard today. And I, instead of criticizing and critiquing myself unconstructively, I say, you know what? I am amazed that I got done what I did get done, considering all these things, considering my brain was so distracted or I was so worried about this person or this was weighing really heavy on me, instead of that berating and belittling that we so often do, especially to ourselves. But that really does translate to then how we treat our spouses if we're married, our children, if we have them, our coworkers, our friends, our family members. We have to first learn to be patient with ourselves in order to be patient with those around us. And that was an amazing benefit that I found when I started cycle syncing, was just the ability to listen better to my own body, to grow in humility and patience, and then be able to transform that into the world around me to really allow for others to experience that as well. So I hope you'll check out the benefits of cycle syncing. I am actually launching a brand new cycle syncing workshop. You can sign up for it on the link in the description of this video, and I hope to see you there, and I pray that you experience the benefits that I have, which have been so life-giving. Hey friend, are you struggling with trying to figure out how to support your hormones naturally? You're sick of all these other solutions that you're hearing about that are artificial or outside of your control? Then grab my free ebook. It's all about how to balance your hormones naturally. The link is in the description to this podcast episode. There's so much we can do to take our health back into our own hands and feel better. So let's get started today.